In Finland, as in many Nordic countries, there was a tradition that every couple of years, a new pickle was declared emperor. It was a lottery system, and whichever pickle bought the 10,000th can of tuna of the year became the new emperor of all the Finnish kingdoms. This is the story of one particular pickle emperor who had a short but productive reign. It was in the year of the yak by the Finnish calendar when Periwinkle the Pickle Prince was declared emperor. While he was being dressed in robes for his coronation and anointment, a bird alighted upon his left shoulder, which is considered a very good omen. And Periwinkle the Pickle Prince declared a national day of birdwatching for the entire empire of Finnish kingdoms. He led the watch with his special binoculars that were given as a gift by the Duchess of Lake Bottom. And he rode out on the finest horse in the kingdom, followed by the royal family and all the government bigwigs, and the military and the landed gentry. And they went to watch birds in the nearby forest, around the lake at the base of the hill near the emperor's palace. The first few birds they saw were spectacular, as all the birds allowed near the palace are. But the fifth bird was really something special. It was an ostrich with peacock feathers and a dog's snout in place of a beak. Periwinkle the Pickle Prince took this bird as a pet and confidant and named him Isabella, and they commanded the empire together, bringing truth and justice to all that we have. Among his great deeds was the construction of a temple to all the Finnish gods and an appropriations bill that gave trillions to the school systems, and the appointment of many qualified individuals to the judiciary, and the construction of an aqueduct system that brought wine to all the neighboring countries, which was a great source of revenue and helped to fund the schools and the temples and everything else. And this was all going fine until the Queen of Sweden declared a trade war and built a giant dam to keep the Finnish wine out. This was bad for everyone, as Sweden now had no wine, and Finland suddenly had a huge budget deficit due to the reduction in funds from the wine exports. So of course it was war. The war to end all wars, because Spain and the Philippines were allies and sent troops to both sides each, as they were friendly with both. Periwinkle the Pickle Prince rode out on Isabella commanding his army, and the Queen of Sweden went forth on her favorite bird, a parakeet named Larry, leading her army. And there was much fighting and ingenious displays of strategy on both sides, and it lasted for years. And the army of the Bothnia was advancing along the Tornio, and both sides brought all of their forces together for one great battle, and lined themselves up head to head, awaiting the bugle call that would ring in the greatest battle in the history of Northern Europe. And both sides stood there waiting and armed, the tension mounting. Until one of Periwinkle's judicial appointees came running with the announcement that she had come upon an old constitutional document declaring that pickles had no power over the military, and in fact couldn't be emperors at all. They were just figureheads, if anything, and really more of a culinary delicacy with few leadership qualities. And everybody went home, and Finland became a parliamentary republic within the framework of a representative democracy, and Periwinkle the Pickle Prince is remembered to this day for his wisdom in judicial appointments. And the anniversaries of his battles are celebrated annually with pickle festivals and parades, and statues of him are found in every town in Finland. And Isabella the Ostrich went to the National Hairdressing School, where he can be seen to this day, taxidermied and stuffed, and the object of great pride for all the alumni who gather to shower him with brine at the annual homecoming.
They all ask for you. Oh, they Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart. Cause you don't care about me. You got me sort of like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free. Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart.
Baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Cause you don't love me no more. Some fella tell me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free.
I'm under your spell,
like a man in a trance,
like a man in a trance.
But I know darn well,
that I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart,
unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart. Why lead me through a life of misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free.
Under your spell,
like a man in a trance,
like a man in a trance.
Wow, you know darn well,
that
I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart,
unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Please set me free.
Oh, won't you set me free?
Please set me free.
Whoa, set me free.
Please set me free.
Wow, set me free.
Europar,
neurotisch.
Europar,
neurotisch. Du bist von Psychosen fasziniert. Du liebst das Parfüm deiner Neurosen.
Apathie, Hysterie, Hypochondrie, Bulimie, Anorexie, Nekrophilie.
Du hast multiple Persönlichkeiten und Komplexe in vielen Facetten.
Wir sprechen von Obsessionen, Perversionen.
Neurotisch.
Europa.
Neurotisch. Du hast unkontrollierte Emotionen
und manische Depressionen.
Xenophobie, Pädophilie, Melancholie, Lethargie, Egomanie, Erotomanie. Schizophrénie, Pyromanie, Bigotterie, Nymphomanie.
Du liebst Autos, Autodestruktion und bist narzisstisch, eurozentristisch.
Wir sprechen von Depressionen, Regressionen.
Neurotisch.
Europa.
folks, for kindly tuning in. Come back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of earthology. Silliness, that is. Love and silliness. Is that what you're calling it today? B-U-B-B-L-E-S, Bubbles, good to you. Y'all going back now, you hear?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up tonight's free association. Thank you all for your participation. Now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're going to start it off the way that we do by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Bob Bernard, the Australian trumpet and cornet player. He was nominated for the 1996 ARIA Award for Best Jazz Album with his album Live at Sydney Opera House. And in 1990, he was made a member of the Order of Australia for service to music, particularly jazz. He just passed away at 88. It's the initial radio obituary for Bob Bernard with one of those tunes right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. At least I think it's one of those tunes right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
without my walking stick. I'd go insane. I would feel undressed. Wouldn't look my best without my cane. I need my walking stick, 'cause I think it's gonna rain. Baby, when it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I were to leave my house without my walking stick, that's something I could never, never, never explain. No, no, it's the thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane. Go for naught if I were caught without my cane. Oh, stick. That's something I could never explain. No, no, no. Thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane. Go for naught if I were caught without my cane. Feel undressed, oh, without my cane. Maybe when it pours, I can't go outdoors without my cane.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Jimmy Johnson, the American blues guitarist and singer. You might also know him as the brother of soul musician Syl Johnson and also the bass player Mac Thompson, who played with Magic Sam. Jimmy started playing professionally with Slim Willis in 1959, and then in the 1960s, he focused on soul, starting to work with Otis Clay, Dennis LaSalle, and Garland Green. He had his first solo albums on MCM in 1978 and Del Mark in 1979 when he was 50 years old. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2016, and was honored as the best blues guitar player in 2020 by Living Blues, and then named Blues Artist of the Year the following year. Jimmy Johnson just passed away at 93. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Country town. She says, "What do you know? There that slim hard ball. I didn't move my head. I didn't move my hands. I didn't move my lips. She shook her hips. She did a hip shake, baby. Did a hip shake, baby. Did a hip shake, baby. Shake your hip, baby. Now ain't it sweet?
Saturday morning, oh Saturday morning, all my tiredness has but it's worth it for the time that I've had. But I've got to get my rest, 'cause money is a mess. About my friends, and this has been some years ago that they was in Fats Domino, Smiley Lewis, Guitar Slim. My man that's going on was very good, and I saw him many times, and we was good friends with Smiley Lewis. Okie-dokie from New Orleans.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Andy Fletcher, also known as Fletch. He was an English keyboard player, DJ, and a founding member of Depeche Mode. I did not know that in 2020, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Andy Fletcher just passed away. At 60, I was never a Depeche Mode fan. That said, there is one Depeche Mode tune that has frequently been played at Bubbles in the Think Tank around the Easter season, but a different version. But we're going to play the original as part of the next radio obituary for Andy Fletcher right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Reach out, touch faith.
You're wrong.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Jo Kendall, the British comedian, actress, and writer. She's best known for her work on the BBC comedy radio show I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. She also appeared in the first episode of the spin-off panel game, I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, that showed up in 1972. She also played Lady Cynthia Fitzmelton in the opening episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy back in 1978. She just passed away at 81. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Jo Kendall, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, there he is, Doctor. What do you make of my husband?
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Anderson. I'm afraid we'll have to put him to sleep.
Oh, dear. Do you have to?
Well, it's kinder to them in the long run, you know.
Well, I suppose so. Oh, it's the children. They treated him almost like one of the family. Oh, he'd get down, they'd ride on his back. He were like a dog to them.
Yes, he was a wonderful old thing.
Oh, he is, Doctor.
Yes, but, well, he's getting on a bit, you know. For a man, that is.
Yeah, his hair's falling out. And when we have visitors, he's always rolling over on his back for them to tickle his tummy.
Yes, he's hardly up to shows in that condition, is he?
Oh, goodness me, no. He's not been further than the end of the street for I don't know how long. Mm. To be honest, he's never really been the kind of husband you put on show. His legs are too far apart.
Quite. He is rather big, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Actually, since we moved into the flat, there's hardly been room for him. And don't they grow?
Mm.
When I first had him, you'll not believe this, he were like one of them little toy men, all tiny and cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he were full grown then. Quite frankly, I think they told me wrong about him. I mean, he's huge.
Life's no fun for them when they're like that, you know.
Oh, he must be suffering, mustn't he?
I think so.
Oh, go on then, quick, before I change my mind. Oh, Doctor, how much will it be?
10 guineas, please.
Oh, it's gone up since the last one.
Popular legend has always made heroes out of criminals. And the nastier the original, the more glamorous the legend. To save posterity the trouble of composing it, we present a ballad of the 60s. A glossy myth that hides the truth.
A railway line from Cheddington, come ride it now with me. And we call the 8th of August in 1963. And above the engine whistle you will hear an eerie cry. Oh, mothers, hide your children, 'tis the robbers passing by. The train robbers, the train robbers, the train robbers in the sky. Great train came thundering down the Glasgow Euston line. Said the fireman to the engineer, I think we're doing fine. But they took a look in London at the breaking of the day, and they found £3 million had got lost along the way. Train robbers, train robbers, the train robbers in the sky. Dozen men were locked away, or so we thought. But the next time that they counted them, they were a couple short. And they've even called the army in to guard the prison door. But I've got a funny feeling they're going to lose some more. The train robbers, train robbers, the train robbers in the sky. Also, some may talk of Robin Hood and some of Jesse James. To these famous outlaws, we must add two other names. Arthur Biggs and Charlie Wilson, the grottiest of them all. They climbed right into history that day they climbed the wall. The train robbers, train robbers, the train robbers in the sky. Arthur Biggs and Charlie Wilson, where are you right now? Are you on the Flying Scotsman or the 415 to Slough? If you never rob another train, it really will be sad. For you were the best publicity the railways ever had. You were the train robbers, train robbers, the train.
shortly to tour this country is the show based on Joy Adamson's three identical books. Born Free, Living Free, and Forever Free, the triumphant musical, Loving Free. And here is the hit song from the show, Pride and Joy.
I long to be where we're born free, with the animal for whom I care, to hear once more his gentle roar, where I always get the lion's share. I long for a lark in a national park with the tropical moon above. Oh, take me back where the folks are black, and back to the beast I love, so I can once again run my fingers through his mane. Oh, I'm in love with the lion, and the lion's in love with me. Down in the jungle, I'm all right with a little bit of lion on a Saturday night. I'm in love with the lion, and I'm in ecstasy. Oh, I'm not lying, I'm relying on the lion, and the lion is lying on me. I never felt a pang for an orangutan, or a flutter for a chimpanzee, not me. I'm not a girl who winks at a passing lynx, for the lion is the cat for me, tee-hee. And I'm safe from men in an African den with the beast I've got my eye on, and it can't be a crime, cause in everything I'm content to the lion. I'm as happy as I could be with my African bush baby. Oh, I'm in love with the lion, and the lion's in love with me. We're the happiest couple you've ever seen. He's the king of the jungle and I'm his queen. I'm in love with the lion and I'm in ecstasy. There's no denying that my heart is thine. I'm really dying with the crying, the trying. I'm not lying, I'm relying on the lion, and the lion is lying on me. Ooh!
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Norman Dolph, the American songwriter, painter, music industry executive, and entrepreneur. He's best known for producing the first recordings of the Velvet Underground while he was a sales executive at Columbia Records. He reportedly received an original painting from Andy Warhol as a payment for the work. He also produced the 1969 album by The Moog Machine called Switched On Rock, which was a capitalization on the previous year's success of Switched On Bach by Wendy Carlos. In the 70s, he started writing lyrics and publishing songs, with his biggest hit being Life is a Rock, but the Radio Rolled Me. Norman Dolph just passed away at 83. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Everybody knows the name. doesn't give a bubble satisfaction. Baby, baby, gotta, gimme, gimme, getting out of Sammy's cooking. Leslie's story, Richard Valens, and a story. Mahavishnu, Fujiyama, Kama, Sutra, Rama, Lama, Richard, Barry, Spectre, Barry, Raja, Sarge, Nelson, Harry, Shimmy, Shimmy, Loka, Poppin', Francis, Back, and Finger Poppin'.
Life is a rock, but the radio roll me. Gotta turn it up louder, so my DJ told me.
Peter, Phil and Matt and Trey and Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, JJ, Kellen, ZZ Top and L.O. Bean and Dee Dee, David Bowie, Steely Dan and Simi Pryder, Sissy Ryder, Echo, Winter, Johnny Summers, Isaac Martin, Johnny Thunder, Eric Clapton, Pedal Wawa, Stephen Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Good Vibrations, Only Ronda, Silver Girl and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Tom Bresch, the American country music guitarist and singer. He was the son of country singer Merle Travis, which makes it understandable that as a child, he started acting in films and recording his own music. In 1963, he was a member of the rock and roll band The Crescents, featured on a Lux and Ivy's Favorites compilation, and he also hosted a weekly television variety show that he created himself, Nashville Swing, and he was also a regular on The Merv Griffin Show and Dinah. Tom Bresch just passed away at 74. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.